Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not starting it. You guys have to start it.
We're going to do it here?
No, we're not okay.
We as a collective are a bit concerned for married people.
So there's a survey. Ugh. Was this done by the Slacker Show research team or is it somebody else?
I think this was somebody else.
Okay.
We can trust this.
They're asking how often married people have relations, mm-hmm. presumably with their partner.
Yes, I do believe that is the presumption.
How often do you have relations in a 12-month period?
It's a long time.
Almost a third of them said not at all. Which is wildly concerning. I don't know how often people have relations.
Because off the air, we started asking if you know about your friends.
Yeah, you started asking specific people.
and I'm just curious.
You guys have hung out with Ben. Let's start with Ben.
Oh, okay. We're sure. putting his name to it.
Yeah. How often you think they're...
I don't know.
But do you think you can tell by looking at somebody? We all, like, if I looked at Hack, I would think it's not a lot.
So sad.
Not because of anything physically.
Slacker. No,
not because of anything about it.
I'm not even arguing.
He just seems like preoccupied a lot of the time. Like, but I'm sorry. But then you get to know him and he's a bit of a horn dog.
Which is also a crazy thing for all of us and all of Colorado to know, but it is out there.
But he has said on the show, it's like, yeah, he gets after it.
Right.
I don't want to be in the third God, of people that go 12 months. No. Oh, no. 12 minutes is plenty.
Oh, no.
The most are you Canadian? Yeah.
Oh, no.
The little Midwest came out there. Sorry.
The average, I'll ruin the survey for everyone right now. The average is about once a week.
Why do you say the average?
It says, well, if you just read past
the average American. Okay, I was only looking at percentages. The average American adult has relations 53 times a year.
Yes, so that's like once a week.
Yeah, if I kept reading, it would say that. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. A little more than once a week. So that is, but then is it just like a weekend? Is anybody here? On that average, or are you a little more often? I know, Hack, you're a little more often than that.
Or younger.
Yeah, I was like we're young. Aaron's not yet married. I've only been married a little bit. So are we really indicative of a survey? Okay.
But like, do you see it hitting a point? If it were to hit that, would it just be like a date? Like you do a date night and this is like, okay, well, thanks for dinner.
Like it becomes part of the routine almost. It's just
Saturday. The kids have a sleepover.
And you're not excited about it at all?
No, I'm just, I don't know. It feels like it's just a once a week thing. Feels obligatory, unfortunately.
You were married for a very long time.
Yes, I was.
Does that average seem... Because I'm just trying to picture like being married for like 30 years. I know you weren't married for that long.
I was married for half that.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It was.
Mm-hmm. So... For you, was it it's Saturday, the kids have a sleepover? Like,
that would be her voice, sure. Yeah. I believe it when there is a disconnect in that, more often than not, there is a man who would like more and a woman who just gives in as often as she must. Do you know what I mean? Dude, don't look at me like I'm weird. Like, more often than not, the libido on the woman's side is the one that's lower.
Okay. We're all being quiet.
In people that
it doesn't mean that the guy isn't at fault for not trying harder or putting more effort, but it's just like, however we got to this point, typically the guy wants him.
Yeah,
I would say
he believes he's satisfied the requirements or whatever.
And that could be wrong or whatever, but that aside,
you don't find that in your friends or your, who have you talked to? Okay. Let's just get a look at the traffic. I don't know how you get to zero times in a year.
I don't
either.
Like,
that's a wild statement.
Like, how do you wake up next to your partner every day and go to bed next to them every night? And you're like, well, it's only been 8 months, so we can wait till tomorrow.
Right. I don't know how you get there.
Do you think you're not going to bed with them every night? Like, do you have separate rooms or something? Could that be part of it?
That's a big...
I wish there were more information in this survey, because I want to know, like, I'm sure it changes with having a newborn, with having a toddler versus having two kids versus having, you know?
But you do have
someone works the night shift.
Yeah.
But you gotta try.
For sure.
Yeah.
So if you're someone who maybe has fallen under the 32% of not at all, or even that like once or twice during the year.
Once or twice during the year is what? Your anniversary?
Right. Mm-hmm. But
Valentine's Day or something?
How did you get there? And are you happy?
I don't think they are, but like, I don't know how you...
Yeah, it's basically almost half of people are like once or twice a year or not at all.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
Almost half.
But maybe we're naive. And that's why I'm saying text us 303-222-5423. We won't read your phone number on the air. We won't look into who you are.
Aaron will.
I won't. This is something I respect privacy for. This. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just curious if you're like, that's me and we're fine.
What do you want him to say though?
Maybe it's like
how you got there.
Oh, just you wait for kid number three, or just you wait for 23.
How does kid number three happen if you aren't?
Yeah, but you have kid number three, and then you go, oh my god, there's just no time. Or it's people texting and going, yeah, I hate my husband. That's why we're not. Just saying. I'm saying all options are on the table. Text us.
At least look for AHAC's number.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
One of the biggest things I see most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.